Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klal and Dalet, and we're learning Semi and Gimel. So Chayyadim talks about a scenario which is not so common nowadays, but he maybe has some Yisodis. Purei lechem ketanim shenosim l'sheicher cham. They would take, they would drink hot beer. They put little pieces of bread into the beer. Vein kabanosa raklit en ksas kiyoi b'sheicher. It would create a little of a flavor in the sheicher. So the goal of the bread was clearly just to benefit the flavor of the sheicher. And circle baruch klal al pirurim, there's no need to make a bracha on the pieces of bread. The betelam legabi sheicher. So they're both to the sheicher. Bima pirurim be'en b'yesh behem emamoshes enem betelam v'circle baruch kam aleim. But if, however, the pirurim are be'en, they do not. You can see them and notice them, seem though that there is a tofel to get flavor. The Chayyadim holds that a person will make a bracha on them. Mishabur actually passes not like this. Mishabur passes that they're clearly just there to be a tofel to the sheikher, and the bracha of the shahakal on the sheikher would cover the pirurim as well. Simin yadalit. Kevach shel echad mehei many dog and shebishla imayim oimashkin atshu av kitzas. So if you take, you make a drink, and the drink has flour in it, it has some type of mazonis in it. But by the virtue of the fact that you drink it, the bracha is, the water is the ikur. It's not called mazonis when it's taken as a drink. Mazonis is something that you eat. So the bracha is going to be shahakol. So those two arguments, that the water is the ikur in that situation, and the fact that it's taken as a drink, it's not called a mazonis. But let's say it becomes a little bit thick. So theoretically, I mean, you could sort of drink down a creamy cream of wheat. So do you make it, what bracha do you make on it? It's a little bit thick. It's not thick enough that you have to chew it. You can just sort of swallow it down. But if once it has that level of thickness, that people perceive it more as a food than as a drink. People don't use it as a drink, people use it as a food. That's considered derech achila. And the bracha is going to be a mezonos and ala mechya. Vim hurach kadei sheyeh roi l'shtia. If it's so thin that it basically functions more as a drink, mevarach shahakol l'brei nefoshos rabos. So then you make a bracha of shahakol l'chadchila and the bracha brei nefoshos afterwards. So now he moves from here into the question of a soup which has mazonas in it. Fichik zupa. Zupa is the Yiddish word for soup. Shasa mekemach koli, shemitagna mekemach bechema b'shecha v'olav mayim harbe. Mevarach shahakol, shein zederach achila, ela derach shtia. So you make a soup, you would take kemach koli, it was roasted kernels, and you would take the kernels, roast them, and then make them into, then grind them into a flour. So the roasting gave them a certain flavor. Then you would make them into a flour, and you would put that in, you would mix it with butter, add a lot of hot water, and make a soup out of it. So, not familiar with the recipe exactly, but the bracha is a shahakol. Why? The way people would consume it in this situation, the kemach koli was they would drink it down; they wouldn't take it as a food. So, in that situation, the bracha is going to be shahakol. Now, in Simen Tesvov, the Chayyadim discusses a case where you have a soup which has liquid and it also has pieces of mazonas which are nicker. A person makes a barley soup. So you have pieces of barley and you have a lot of liquid. So what's the luck in that situation? And that obviously is a little more complicated because you're clearly using it as a liquid. The soup is a liquid. You take it with a spoon, but you're drinking it more than you're eating it. On the other hand, you have the pieces of mazonas, which are edible, as you sort of chew them and take them down. So so we know mazonas is remains an ikur, but maybe there should be two ikurs over here: the soup because it's functioning more like a liquid, and the mazonas because you're eating the mazonas as well. So that the Chayyadim is going to deal with in Siman Tesvav, Mesa Shem, and the next year we will discuss the halachas of that case. Meanwhile, have a good day.